go. Now my dreams are wild, sometimes like a child. Dream I had everything, but wake up with nothing but a smile. But deep down inside, I kind of feel the way you smiling, girl, last night was for real.
Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say I made you feel alright? Did you say my love was dynamite, dynamite, dynamite? Did you say we'd do it again tonight? Did you say my love was dynamite?
Look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's the Mockster. Normally at this time, you're tuning in to hear an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But last weekend was Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT, which means there was no Viva La Mock. So instead, how about an encore presentation of some of the artists I featured during Massive Music Weekend, starting things off with 30 minutes of Chicago's own Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. Follow the world below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house, you know. Such a shame she's not with me. And all the pretty things, and all the love my heart could bring, I would give my whole life to her. Valerie loves me. Valerie's riding in a car around my neighborhood. She's thinking of all the men she'll meet. I could only hope for a stolen she'll have in a crowded room where everybody leaves too soon. I only hope that she remembers me. Valerie loves me.
Formed in 1985 by singer Jim Ellison, the power pop trio self-released an EP in 1987. 1991 saw the release of their full-length debut, International Pop Overthrow, an album that was produced by Jeff Murphy of The Shoes. The first single that came off of 1991's International Pop Overthrow album, Diane, here on 88.3 FM. Before that, from their self-released 1987 EP that was Material Issue with She's Going Through My Head. And start off the entire show with another track off that International Pop Overthrow album, And Valerie Loves Me. And speaking of the International Pop Overthrow album, why not play the title track?
International Pop.
In 1992, Material Issue followed up their breakthrough debut with Destination Universe, and once again produced by Jeff Murphy.
She's the girl from mine in this world.
Material Issues' third and final proper release, Freak City. Sadly, on June 20th, 1996, Jim Ellison, the man who started the band 11 years before, committed suicide at the age of 32. Recordings done in 1995 and 1996 were released posthumously on a fourth and final album, Telecomando Americano. That has been 30 Minutes of Material Issue. A feature-length documentary on the band is scheduled to be released later this year. Don't forget, you can listen to me Friday nights at 9 here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh in a little show I call Viva La Mock. I also want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about the online ordering at SpackBrothers.com. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. And don't forget, if you are ever interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Yeah.
supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. Hey, I am the Mockster, and you know what? For the next half hour, I am going to focus on the music of the band Big Star. That's right, Big Star, a band that formed back in 1971 in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, the original incarnation of the band, now they were around from 71 to about 1975, and for this half hour, that's what I want to focus on, the three albums that they released during that time. The band itself took their name from the Big Star Markets, which was a supermarket chain down in the Memphis, Tennessee area. And their influence can be heard throughout the 80s, 90s, and today because bands like R.E.M., The Replacements, Lemonheads, Jeff Buckley, The Posies all can cite Big Star as an influence. In fact, you know, Rolling Stone called them the quintessential American power pop band and one of the most mythic and influential cult acts in rock and roll. So judge for yourself. I'm starting off this set with a song that made some extra popularity in the late 90s into the early 2000s when it was the theme song to That 70s Show, but it was done by Cheap Trick. So here's the original, Big Star.
Now take you Won't you tell your dad?
You are jerk.
From their 1975 album, which was initially actually not even released, so before the band broke up. So some call it Third and some call it Sister Lovers, but that's some big star here on WRCT with a Kangaroo. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, and you are listening to me curating 30 minutes of the band Big Star. Before Kangaroo, I played their song I'm In Love With A Girl, which came off their second album, Radio City. And that album was interesting because after the limited to non-success of their debut album due to some lack of marketing from their record label, etc., founding member Chris Bell left. And then shortly after recording of their second album, bassist Andy Hummel left. But you know, so there was a lot of turmoil going on within this band throughout those early 1970s. Played also 13 from that number one record, which was their debut album, and start off the entire set from that second album, Radio City, with the song Back of a Car, which, again, you might have remembered or heard as the theme song to that 70s show as done by Cheap Trick. And, in fact, Chris Bell, founding member Chris Bell, who left after that album, has writing credits, but doesn't. Like, he didn't get the writing credits he had on that song initially as it was produced. So let's move on to that second album for this next set of songs with the song that I'm going to say is probably the perennial Big Star song, covered by tons of people, including the Bangles. It's September Girls here on WRCT.
September Girls, did so much. I was your butch and Jill would touch. We'll be right back.
sunrise. Sun, it shines on all of us, we are one. In its hands, come inside and light my room like the heart of every man. It's okay to look outside, the day it will abide, and watch the sunrise.
from 1972's number one record. That is Big Star here with the Ballad of El Goodo here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before that was Watch the Sunrise from number one record. And then starting off that entire set was September Girls from that second album, Radio City. Now, I have time for one more song. So for this last song, I'm going back to that third album that was recorded back in 1974. At that point in 1975, Ardent Studios made 250 test pressings of it to try to shop it around, figure out what's going on with it. But the band was kind of tired. They were dissolving at that point. A lot of this last record was kind of commercially unavailable, if I can use it as those words. So say they weren't having much luck with that. In 1978, actually, PVC Records bought the tapes and put the album out. Sadly, Chris Bell, founding member of Big Star, he passed away in an automobile accident shortly after its release. But I think we should go back to that album for my final song. It's a song called Holocaust. You can hear a lot of like Jeff Buckley in this. So think of the influence of this band, a Big Star, even in music like this. Now Al Shilton didn't realize that he was kind of plagiarizing the music of Yoko Ono with this song, but he later credited Yoko to part of this with her song, Mrs. Lennon.
Your eyes are almost dead, can't get out of bed, and you can't sleep. You're sitting down to dress, you're a mess. You look in the mirror. You look in your eyes. Say you realize everybody goes. Everybody goes as far as they can. They don't just care. They stood on the stairs, laughing at your airs. Your mother's dead, she said, don't be afraid. Your mother's dead, you're on your own, she's in her bed.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.